Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Ananta Gauti Vaishnavarinda ki jai, Shri Giri Govardhana ki jai, Govinda Kunda ki jai, Gaur Premanandi. Yeah, actually, I'll just speak for one minute and then ask someone else to lead kirtan for some time while I take a break. It's been announced that today is a day for reflection. And I thought that Govinda Kund is what better place than Govinda Kund as a place for reflection.
You need louder in the back, nothing to
say. Yeah. Yes, I thought what better place than Govinda Kund for reflection. Reflection on what we have been hearing, what we have been contemplating. Reflection is, you can say, an essential aspect of our program. There's still some ring. Yes, machines. Yes, the tradition itself says we have three steps in our process: shravanam, mananam, and nididhyasanam. This tradition goes way back. This is from the Upanishads. Shravanam, hearing; mananam, thinking about, reflecting; nididhyasanam. What is that nididhyasanam? Well, we could say contemplation. Another way we might want to put it is digestion. We think of taking on hearing as the receiving, the initial receiving of transcendental sound, transcendental knowledge. And then there's a process of swallowing. We can say that's mananam. And we heard from, I believe it was Satchinandan Swami Maharaj, about the idea of acceptance. Something I'd like to reflect on some more a little later. So we may think of this as the acceptance. And if we extend this analogy of this alimentary analogy a little bit, of course this brings in the whole theme of taste. And what is taste in our tradition? It's rasa. We are very concerned about rasa, which can also simply mean liquid. But taste is something that we are all quite particular about. If something is a little too salty, for example, then we, too salty, no. Or not enough salt, Prabhu, pass the salt. We want to get the taste just right. So this acceptance is, in this analogy, perhaps we can say the swallowing. Can you swallow that? We hear something, can you swallow that? And some things we hear are too much to swallow. we want to reject. Of course, the extreme opposite of accepting in this analogy is what?
Vomiting.
Romantic. Interesting. But then after swallowing, there is digestion. And there's another word for digestion for a particular type of animals called ruminants. Do you know what a ruminant is?
Bring the food out and keep chewing again. Bring the food out of stomach and keep chewing it again.
A ruminant is a particular type of animal having particular type of digestion, which may involve more than one stomach. And so the cows are ruminants. And what do? They ruminate. And so we may also think of nididhyasanam as rumination. When cows ruminate, what is the product? When female cows ruminate, what is the product?
Milk.
And from milk, we can produce yogurt. From yogurt or butter, we can produce ghee. And what can we do with ghee? We can offer it to Krishna in sacrifice. So, shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, and then when there's nice digestion, then we have good energy, and with good energy we can serve Krishna. We can do more hearing, we can chant, we can sing, we can speak, we can cook, we can... Prabhupada told me, you can drive a car for Krishna. I was the temple driver. So anyway, today is day for reflection. And I hope that I can facilitate, and I hope we can have some discussion as part of our reflection or rumination. So that's all I want to say by way of introduction. And who wants to lead some singing? Govinda Lala, are you a kirtaniya as well as a dancer? Wouldn't you like to sing? Mm-hmm.